So one halakha that's very important in the laws of Ketivat Ha'otiyot, that's the law that Maran talks about in Siman Lamed Bet, Halakha Yud Zayin, which is called Hak Tochot. The Torah says when it comes to writing a get, Vechatav La Sefer Keditut. So the Gemara learns that you have to write the get, Vechatav Velo Vechakak. What does Vechakak mean? That the letter has to be formed through writing, not through chiseling. Sometimes it can happen that a blotch of ink lands on the cloth. So the sofer could take like a razor and chisel out from the ink, and all of a sudden, from what he chisels, automatically forms a letter. Well, he didn't write the letter was formed through removing some ink. The Torah says, v'chatav, you have to write the letter, not to remove something from the letter in order to make it kasher. It happens that this law of hak tochot is very, very applicable when it comes to writing Sefer Torah, obviously, in Tefillin and Mezuzot. The Sofer has to be careful because a lot of times when he's writing, ink will spill on the parchment or spill on letters, and he'll have to be careful when he scrapes it off. The case we discussed today is two cases. One case is where the Sofer, let's say, is writing the letter bet. And he writes a letter bet, then a blotch of ink goes into the middle of the letter, so the bet looks like a pear. So now he's got to get it back to look like a bet. So he wants to just chisel out the inside of the bet, the part that makes it look like a pear, so it goes back to like a bet. It's no good. Hakdochot, the letter bet is becoming a bet through chiseling, not through writing. So therefore, the law is that he has to erase the letter and then rewrite it again. Of course, he's going to have a problem in Tefillin, that once that happens, so he's writing a letter now out of order, like assuming that he wrote, let's say, the rest of the Tefillin, so now he cannot go back and write this letter because now it's considered Shloka Sidran. But let's assume that we're not getting into the subject of Shloka Sidran. The case we discussed today is a big mahloket that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Let's say the Sofer wrote half a letter. Let's say he wrote the top of the Aleph and the slant of the Aleph. So the Yud that's on the top right and then the Vav that's slanted. He didn't finish the letter yet. It's half a letter. And then all of a sudden, some ink came on the letter and now he wants to erase it. So some poskim say that once the ink comes on the letter, the whole letter is no good. And therefore he has to erase everything and start over from scratch. Other opinions say that no, what he wrote is still there. He just has to erase the extra ink and then add the last yud on the bottom. So this is a mahloket. If you have half a letter and ink comes on it, you have to erase the whole thing, or could you keep what you wrote and then just continue? The opinion of Maran is clear that hak tochot is only a problem when the chiseling creates the letter. Here, when you chiseled, you didn't create a letter yet. You created only half an aleph. Hak tochot is only when the hak tochot finishes the letter. And since in this case over here, I didn't finish the letter. After I made the hak tochot, I'm still nowhere. I'm still with a yud and a vav. And therefore, since the hak tochot did not finish the letter, all you do is, according to Maran, have to add an extra piece of yud on the bottom, and then you'll be okay. Again, these are not so nogeya for laymen that are not involved in safrut, but this again is another reminder to the consumer that he has to be careful that you buy the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin Mezuzot from Yirei Shamayim people. Because if they don't know these laws of Hak Tochot, there's no way you could detect if it was Hak Tochot or not. There's no way you could detect if he chiseled it or he wrote it. You're trusting the Sofer that he wrote the letters in according to the Halakha. So since these are very prevalent issues, and these are things that cannot be detected by a computer, you have to trust the guy that he's telling you that he wrote every letter and he didn't, you know, scratch anything to create a letter and so on. So therefore, again, just for us, it reminds us of the importance of buying from Yirei Shamayim Sofrim.